Sota Per Gimel Mishnah Zion 3:7. The Mishnah picks up where it left off the previous Mishnah and says, Bas Yisrael Shenisus LeKohen. If you have any Jewish woman who's married to a Kohen, Minchasa Nisrefes, her Mincha is Nisrefes, if she brings a Mincha, so then that offering is burned on the Beis HaDeshen, meaning it can, besides for the Kometz, which goes on the Mizbeach, the rest can either go on the Mizbeach, like a normal Kohen's Mincha, nor can be eaten, like a non-Kohen's Mincha, because her husband has a economic stake in it, in as much as he's her husband, and what the wife has, the husband has a stake in as well. So really, this is not so different but from the previous end of the previous Mishnah, where we were talking about the Mincha of the Sota. Here we're just generalizing and saying that across the board, anytime a woman brings the Mincha, if her husband is a Kohen, since he has an economic stake in it, so it can't be, it cannot be eaten by the Kohanim, nor can it be offered in the Mizbeach, because it's hers, she's not a Kohen. That being the case, it's Nisrefes, it's burned in the Beis HaDeshen. Now, the Kohenish Nisus the Yisrael, the reciprocal case where you have a woman who's a Kohenis. So in this Mishnah, Kohenis means a Bas Kohen, her father's a Kohen, but she herself now is married to Yisrael, so that means she's not a Kohen and her husband's not a Kohen, so there's no Kohen in the picture. Therefore, Minchasa Necheles. Her Mincha is eaten, like any other person who's not a Kohen's Mincha is eaten, because the rule is that it's only a Kohen male whose Mincha is burned as opposed on the Mizbeach, as opposed to being eaten. Now, the Mishnah will now focus on various halachic differences that apply. And when you contrast a girl whose father's a Kohen to a boy whose father's a Kohen. So the boy whose father's a Kohen is a Kohen, and the girl whose father's a Kohen is a Kohenis, but she doesn't have too many halachas that apply to her as a Bas Kohen, and certainly when she marries, if she marries a non-Kohen, she altogether loses any connection, really. Here the Mishnah says, Ma bein Kohen le Kohenis. So what are the halachic differences between a boy and a girl whose father's a Kohen? So the first is Minchas Kohenis Necheles, U Minchas Kohen Eina Necheles. This is all news ready for us. We're saying that the Mincha that a Kohenis brings, so it's eaten, that's true whether she's married or not married. The point is, since she's not a Kohen, her Mincha is eaten like by the Kohen, like any other person, whether she's, you know, a married, divorcee, a widow, makes no difference. The Minchas Kohen, however, his mincha that's offered is not eaten. It's all burned in the Mizbeach. We already said that's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, V'chol minchas kohen, any mincha that a kohen brings, kalil tia lo se'achel. It will be totally burned up and not eaten. That's the pasuk, and therefore it applies just to kohanim, male kohanim, and not female kohanim. Another difference, kohenes mischaleles v'kohen ein mitchalel. The idea here is as follows. A Kohen is not permitted to marry or sleep with certain women by virtue of the fact that he's a Kohen. Like, for example, a Kohen may not marry a Grusha, a divorcee, or the Kohen Gadol may not marry a Almana, a widow. Now, if they would sleep together, so then that affects the two things. It makes the woman, meaning the I'll call the wife, become a chalala. She becomes, the word chalal is like referring to both, there's like a vacuum, an emptying out of the kahuna, as well as like a chil, like deconsecration, losing like the sanctity. So the woman in the equation, I'll call her the wife, so she becomes forbidden to marry a Kohen, which maybe she was ready, but maybe even she wasn't. Like, for example, if it was an almana, a widow who slept with a Kohen Gadol, so she becomes a chalala, now she couldn't marry even a regular Kohen. But on top of that, there's like this, if she was a divorcee, there'd be two different lavin. There'd be the prohibition of being a divorcee as well as a chalala, both. Second of all, she can't eat truma. And third of all, her children are chalalim, as I'll explain in a moment. And they're also restricted, therefore. And those are permanent situations. So by being together, she becomes forevermore like ruined in those three ways, if you will. Also, any children that they have together, so the children of that woman, they are also chalalim, meaning if it's a male, child, then he cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash. He can't eat Truma. If it's a female, she can't marry a Kohen. So both she and her children are, I'll call it, messed up. They're sort of like disenfranchised from the Kahuna. And that's based on the Pasuk, which says in Vayikra Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Tesvav, it says, V'lo yichalel zar'o ba'amav, he may not deconsecrate, disenfranchise his descendants. So the Gemara understands that since it says yichalel, he's doing it to somebody else, not to himself. So he himself, the Kohen, who slept, let's say, with the widow, excuse me, the divorcee, so he himself could continue to work in the Beis HaMikdash. He could continue to eat Truma. The truth is, if they're still married, he can't, but that's rabbinic. While they're married, he can't work in the Beis HaMikdash, he can't eat Truma, but that's only until he divorces her. But then he returns back to his estate, but he messes her up, that's Yichalel, and he also messes up his children. And the fact that it didn't say Yachel with like a single lamed, but Yichalel, that extra lamed tells you there's two categories of people who are getting messed up, both the woman and the children, but not him. That's what the Mishnah here is saying, that the Kohenis Mischaleles, if a woman, even if she was the daughter of a Kohen, but let's say she was a divorcee, and now she sleeps with a Kohen, she now becomes Mischaleles, so she can't marry a Kohen anymore, can't eat Truma, and her children are Chalalim. And the Kohen ain't Mischalel, in contrast, let's say her brother, a male Kohen, if he would sleep with a divorcee, he wouldn't become a halal. He could continue on in the Beis HaMikdash eating Truma, etc. Another difference between the Kohenis and a regular Kohen, male and female children, is the Kohenis Mitame L'Mesim. A girl who's the child of a Kohen, she is permitted to expose herself to Korbanos Truma, like say going to a funeral or something. Vein Kohen Mitame L'Mesim, but a regular Kohen, a male Kohen, cannot expose himself to Korbanos Truma. The exceptions, of course, being the seven relatives, mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter, and wife, which he can and must become tamei for to deal with their burial, as well as the meis mitzvah, someone who can't have someone else bury them. But normally, a Kohen is a law from the Torah to be exposed to Korbanos Truma, and that's the boy, not to a girl. Also, Kohen ochel bekadshe kadshim, vein Kohenis ocheles bekadshe kadshim. One more difference here is that when it comes to sacrificial offerings, they come in two categories, kachay kachim and kachim kalim. Kachay kachim, the more sanctified and restricted. There are three basic differences, one of which is got through with where and who can eat kachay kachim. And you see here, it's restricted just to male kohanim, in the Azara, in fact. So that means that there's no way, no permissibility for a female daughter of a Kohen to eat kachay kachim. Now, what is kachay kachim? When it comes to zvachim, animal sacrifices, there are three kinds of offerings which are kachay kachim: the ola, the chatas, and the asham. The ola is never eaten; it's all burned, so it's not relevant here. But the asham and the chatas are eaten, and they can only be eaten by a male Kohen in the Azara. Also, menachos. There are 11 different types of menachos, but a mincha, including the minchas Kanaos from Mar Masech HaSota here, is kadshe kadshim, meaning that the Kohanim would eat it, and if they eat it, they're eating it inside the Azara, and only male Kohanim, not female Kohanim. Okay, so that's that. Now, the basis why it's only male and not female is explicit in three separate psukim, one talking about Asham, one talking about Chatas, one talking about Mincha. Explicitly, they say black and white. Like, for example, by the Chatas, it says, Kol Zachar B'Kohanim. Only the male Kohanim, Yochol Osal Kodesh Kadashim Hi, it's Kodesh Kadashim. Similarly, by the Asham, it says, Kol Zachar B'Kohanim, Yochlenu B'Makum Kodesh. All the male Kohanim can eat it in the holy place, meaning the Zara. Yachel Kodesh Kadashim Hu, it has to be eaten as Yachel Kodesh Kadashim Hu. When it comes to the Mincha, it says, Kodesh Kadashim Hi, the Mincha is Kodesh Kadashim, Kechatas v'cha'asham, just as a Chatas and Asham, Kol Zachar b'bnei Aaron yochlena, the males who are the descendants of Aaron, meaning the males, not the females, are the ones who are allowed to eat it.